Did the Biden administration, through its energy policies, help Putin invade Ukraine? Let's take a look. This is Beyond the Cover with your host, Gary Benoit. And today, we're delighted to have with us William F. Jasper, senior editor of the New American Magazine, who wrote a very important article in the March 28 issue of the New American entitled "Biden EU Energy Policy Helped Putin Invade Ukraine." Now, Bill, that sounds like quite a statement. What is your argument for making that case?
Well, it's really an indisputable argument. Biden's energy policies really shoveled tens of billions of dollars into Vladimir Putin's budget, enabling him to carry out the invasion, which he most likely would not have been able to do. He would have been broke, wouldn't have been able to afford that. So how did Biden accomplish this? Well, Americans may remember that on his first day of office, he made a big point of issuing an executive order doing what? Stopping the Keystone XL pipeline here in the United States. He did a big flourish with that. It was a payoff to AOC and Bernie and all the rest of the green lobby, the noisy green lobby in the Democratic Party. And he did that because he said we were going to have new clean energy. This is part of the Green New Deal, the Build Back Better program. Of course, it was going to stop 800,000 barrels of oil from coming into the United States on the XL pipeline. And the irony of this is that this was going to be the first zero carbon pipelines, you know, cleaner than all of the other ones. But this was just the first step in his opening salvo against American energy production. And he followed that up, of course, with his closing down of oil leases on public lands and refusing to allow new oil exploration on public lands here in the United States, up in Alaska, on Anwar, offshore oil drilling. Virtually every fossil fuel or hydrocarbon fuel was being shut down by Biden's new restrictions. That meant that we had to get our energy from someplace. That meant we had to increase our energy consumption from Russia. So just prior to Biden coming in, you may recall that under President Trump, for the first time since 1957, first time in most Americans' lifetime, we had become energy independent. That was just within a couple of years of him coming into office. He changed our policies and he did what people said couldn't be done, that America could become energy independent. So for the first time, we were under President Trump in 2018, for the first time energy independent, meaning we were exporting more energy, coal, oil, gas, than we were importing. And that was a great boost to our economy, and it was pulling away resources from Russia's economy. So not only has those things hurt our economy, all of those policies of the Biden administration, they have boosted Vladimir Putin's Russian military economy.
Well, certainly Biden's policies have had consequences. And it really is incredible when you think about it. I actually am old enough where I was alive when the United States became dependent on foreign sources for oil back in 1957. But to have reversed that around 2019, that was an incredible achievement. And of course, it occurred simply by allowing entrepreneurs to do what they wanted to do, which is to develop America's wonderful energy resources. But it seems so amazing that that could have changed in so little time with Biden in the White House. And he didn't do it through Congress, did he?
No, he was doing these with executive orders, without the consent of Congress, without going through the legislative process simply with the stroke of a pen, as one of Clinton's advisors, Paul Begala, I believe, said, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool. That's what presidents have been doing for far too long, simply taking the law into their own hands, usurping legislative powers, and carrying it out through executive order. So now, all of a sudden, Democrats and President Trump, Pelosi, et cetera, are saying that, hey, we're going to open up energy. We're going to get things moving again. Well, we will see. They haven't really done much in the way of undoing the damage that they've already accomplished with their energy clampdown. But they see the elections coming in November, and they see the skyrocketing inflation. They see the skyrocketing gas prices, not only at the gas pump, but on natural gas and coal and the electricity that heats homes and keeps businesses running. And they know there could be serious repercussions at the polls in November. So they are at least moving somewhat rhetorically, and we'll see if it actually amounts to anything substantive, to undoing the restrictions they put on America's energy independence, because this is crucial to our whole economy. Energy is what the economy runs on, and energy, we're only getting 5% of our energy from the favored solar and wind power. So most of it has to come from coal, oil, natural gas, or hydropower, or nuclear power. And all of those are under attack by the so-called environmentalists, who really aren't for the environment, because all of these other energy sources really are important in terms of building our economy so that we can have a decent environment. And I mean, as many economists have shown and environmental studies have shown, is those countries that are most advanced that can afford to take care of the environment, whereas in the poorer countries where they don't have access to, they have to just eke out whatever they can, and the environment suffers as a result.
Well, despite the fact that the Biden administration has once again made us dangerously dependent on foreign sources, shamelessly, I would say, the administration is also claiming that the reason for rising prices at the gas pump is because of Putin. How much of it is because of Putin, those rising prices?
Well, as we've already pointed out, the rising prices are a result of supply and demand. When you cut off the supply here, the demand is still there. And so we have to get the supply from somewhere else. So we are having to get a supply from foreign sources. You know, at the same time that, here's the crazy part of it. At the same time that he was cutting off American producers from producing oil and gas, closing down the XL pipeline, Keystone pipeline, he gave the go-ahead for Russia to move forward on its Nord Stream 2, which would take natural gas into Europe. So he is fine with Russia at that time producing natural gas. He was fine with OPEC producing more oil. He called on OPEC to produce oil, and now they're calling on Venezuela, Iran, Saudi Arabia, others to produce more oil for us, but he still hasn't unleashed American producers. And we have always been in the forefront of developing new technologies, new methodologies, new inventions to make all energy sources more available, more affordable, more feasible. And that's what he's been shutting down. So if we had removed those controls on Americans again, we would see all of those energy sources being developed again. And solar and wind are fine to the extent that people want to use them, that they're not being subsidized by government, that they're not being promoted by government policies. If the marketplace chooses them, fine. But we know not only will they not provide the energy that our country needs, but they are also demonstrably, unarguably, much worse for the environment. The footprint that you have to have for a solar farm or a wind farm is enormous. And not only the amount of space that it takes up, but the infrastructure that has to be laid, which we've gone into in articles in the New American, all of the materials that have to be used, the ecological disturbance that takes place. So we need to unleash the American capacity for development of all these sources.
Now, in addition to blaming Putin for the rising prices, the administration is also claiming that part of the responsibility for those rising prices rests with the oil industry, that they have all these leases that they're not utilizing, places where they can drill for oil and they're not. And supposedly, we're supposed to believe that these companies that in the past have been deemed as greedy and wanted to make as much profit as they can, for whatever reason in this instance, are refusing to make a profit by providing the oil that the administration claims they should be able to provide.
Well, it was very interesting when this was brought up at a press conference. Jan Psaki, press secretary, and Peter Ducey or somebody asked, said, how come the Biden administration is not allowing American producers to produce? And she said, that's just simply not true. There are 9,000 leases that aren't even being used right now. Well, the problem is the Biden administration, as in previous administrations, have given certain areas permission to develop in leases on certain public lands. Problem is, when an oil company or gas company, when it decides to go out and explore for oil or gas, they first send out their geophysicists, whatnot, to geologists to look around and to do testing and see, okay, is there going to be oil here? Is there likely to be gas here? It's a gamble. And you're spending millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, or billions of dollars on these things. So if one of the federal departments says, okay, you can go out here and you can explore here, and they've already said there's not much chance of finding gas or oil or coal there, we're not going to invest the money in it. Then those are really false permits or false open lands. So really what we need is to allow the producers to explore and to extract from those areas where there's most likelihood of doing. That's how you get better prices so that consumers can afford the energy that you're going to produce.
Is it fair to say that what the administration has done is to basically say, you have all these areas, all these leases where you can develop oil or natural gas, but there's not a likelihood that there's enough there, at least not enough to warrant going ahead with the development, while at the same time shutting down those areas where it is known that the resources are there?
That's probably pretty fair to say that. I wouldn't say across the board in every case, but there's another factor to this also, and that is that the Biden administration has, again, fastened a whole new barrage of regulatory inhibitors on the producers, all kinds of environmental reports and things that new regulations that they're going to have to deal with. That slows things down. That means they have to then comply with all these new regulations. You try to comply, you send them in, inspectors come out and say, nope, this doesn't work, or it takes months to get a response back from them. So they can give the appearance of, we're opening up energy, when at the same time, they're really keeping a huge boot print on top of it.
One final question, Bill. What can be done to restore the energy independence that the United States very briefly enjoyed during the end of the Trump administration?
Well, there are several things. First of all, angry consumers, voters who are fed up with these high prices have to be relentless calling, writing their senators, their congressmen. They're already a little bit touchy on this subject. You can tell even some of the Democrats are left-wing Democrats are at least making public pronouncements about opening up our energy and not being so adamant on closing things down. What they need to do is realize that just because the war in Ukraine is taking all the attention off of this now, that the voting public is not gonna let it rest. We're gonna keep on this, and they'll pay a price in the primaries coming up here in the next month or so, and in the general election in November. And that's what a lot of them are really worried about. They're skittish over that. They need to know that there's going to be a payback on this. Not just the Democrats, but the Republicans too. A lot of the Republicans have gone along with this. You have the Mitt Romneys and the Lindsey Grahams, et cetera, who have gone along with a lot of these liberal Democrat policies. And they have to be notified too that Americans demand that we unleash our energy supplies. And then in November and in the primaries leading up to that, the voters have to get out and show them that we mean business.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. We appreciate having you on the program. And for those who would like to see Bill Jasper's article, Biden EU Energy Policy Help Putin Invade Ukraine, in the March 28th issue, we encourage you to click on the link in the description for this video. So thank you very much.